stay cool. Don't be a fool.
And welcome back, y'all. Welcome to my house. It's Rosie on the house, where we get together every Saturday morning by telephone and by radio to answer questions you have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. An Arizona Saturday morning tradition. We've been broadcasting Rosie on the House for 28 years. 28 years. So we're humbled by that. You know, we partner the broadcast with an article that we publish on Saturdays in the Arizona Republic. And it is in response, today's article is in response to a lot of inquiries we're getting at our Rosie on the House remodeling company right now about trying to accommodate finding alternative solutions for our parents other than putting them into a assisted living arrangement where they're some distance away from you. We're getting a lot of calls about casitas, backyard casitas, mother-in-law quarters. And one of the things y'all need to know is most cities won't let us build a full second house on your property. So they're not going to let us put in a full kitchen. Reason for that is the zoning ordinances in these cities preclude you from having two buildings, two houses on one lot. At that point, you're not single family anymore, you're multifamily. We can get away with putting in a microwave and a mini fridge, but we can't get away with going in there and putting in an entire kitchen assembly, okay? We were actually in Green Valley this past week, and there's a builder in Tucson, and I think they're building them up here as well. They're building a home called the Next Gen, as in generation, Next Gen home. And it is. It's virtually, literally two houses attached to each other. One side is full living quarters. A door accesses the kitchen of the main house, and then you've got the main house, Next Gen housing. You know, in researching this, I came across a website called Med Cottage, medcottage.com. And the founder of this plant, this manufacturing facility, they make pre-built cottages that just get dropped into your backyard. The foundations need to get built. The plumbing needs to get connected. And the electric needs to get connected. Another name for these things are granny pods.
I'm not a fan of the name, but I like the concept.
Granny pods. And you know, we actually took a phone call on the radio show just 2 weeks ago. Someone wanted to know what we knew about granny pods.
It was during the permit show, and she was wondering, could she put in a granny pod? And we had not actually heard that term until that point.
We've done a little bit of research on it, and this one company, Med Cottage, has three different models ranging in price from $40,000 to over $60,000, depending on the size. That goes from 300 square foot to about 600 square foot. Well, you know, if you can buy a 600 square foot building that's completely livable for $100 a square foot, that's going to be a lot less than we're going to be able to come into your backyard and build a freestanding detached unit.
Can you tell by looking at that if it's insulated well enough for our desert climate?
All the specs look very, very compatible. They look just fine. You know, you can take a look at the window package, the siding package, the roof package, the insulation package. And this is from this manufacturer is actually from the East Coast. They're actually in Blacksburg, Virginia. But it was the one that I got on and I studied their mission statement, their vision statement, and their mission is to restore dignity to our parents, to those that we may find ourselves needing to care for.
I'm all over that.
He traveled the world, and what he observed is that aging is revered in other societies.
Mm.
And as parents get older, the family throws their arm around that person and brings them closer, which is a little different than what he perceives we do here, generally speaking, in America, where we find a place to put them where they're given the security and the care that they need, but not necessarily in our space. So this is what he came up with, that these med cottages actually come with a considerable amount of medical features, upgrades, and accessories already built in and included. One of the companies that helped develop this was actually the University of Virginia Tech. They have one that comes out at 12 by 24. That's just a little bit bigger than a single car garage. It's just a little bit bigger than what you'd pay for an average size motel room.
What about a single wide trailer? What is that compared?
A single wide trailer is going to be 16 feet wide, I believe, and then you get them in various lengths. So I went and searched it. They've got the 300 square foot unit selling for about $132 a square foot. Now that's a completely finished unit that just gets craned into your backyard. There'll be other costs included. Now, if we were to come into your backyard and build a freestanding unit like this, it would cost at least twice that much money. At least twice. At least $225, $250 a square foot. Something that small requires every single trade to come to your backyard, put their hands on that product, touch it, as opposed to them building it in a factory, setting it in place. You'll have a few other costs. Now, I took a very, very, very peculiar phone call this week, ironically, on this subject. Because they heard the caller last week, they wanted to know what I knew about it. And I had done just a little bit of research onto it.
You had just enough to be dangerous, probably.
I had just enough to be dangerous. He wanted to know about the cost, and I told him I wasn't sure, I didn't know. And then he said, can I rent one?
For himself?
Think about that.
Or for his parents?
Romy, if you ever build me a granny pod, don't tell me you're renting it. Tell me it's a long-term relationship.
Can
What's the
rent
terms
it?
On the renting? Are they annual or can you go month to month?
Can we go month? Can we leave the crane attached to it?
just a little comfort on your way out there, Grandma.
Wow, man.
You know, I just have to put in, you guys don't know this, but growing up, my grandpa used to live in our backyard and everybody thought that was kind of funny, you know, the way I say it. But he had a trailer in the backyard and, you know, I had the most gorgeous childhood because he would take care of the yard. He would take care of all those things that, you know, mom and dad, they tried really hard, you know, but they were busy raising me. And grandpa had the time to really just give it that love and care that was needed. So I think this is a wonderful idea.
I think it's just one of the advantages of having them there at home is you can continue to exist as a family unit and all the blessings that bestows upon the entire family.
It sounds like it's good for the emotion and good for the soul. You know, just that contact with the family. You know, there's a lot of dynamics there. If everybody's gone to work all day, it may not be the best thing. But if you're a family who's home and can engage, you know, I think it's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. And man, my favorite memory is when we would be sitting outside and we would have tea and we'd be watering the lawn.
There you go.
That was it. And it was just, we just water the lawn. But man, it was an experience.
Well, I had the opportunity to visit with an elderly couple about this in an appointment we went on this week. And I just asked them to bring up the website and see what their reaction would be and what their feelings are. And they looked at it and they said, well, they look nice. And, you know, what do you call them? I said, well, the nickname for them is granny pods, but they're really like med cottages. There's a couple different things they go by. And the woman looked at me and says, well, that's like putting your mother in storage.
It's all in the perception. I think that whoever is going to live there has to be really comfortable with it and feel like it's a blessing, or else you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. So it's a huge trend. I can tell you that I don't know that this company, one thing I wasn't able to find out, there's a sales office number there Will they deliver? Is that a delivered price to anywhere in the country, or is that a delivered price to within a circle of radius around Blacksburg, Virginia?
When I hear pod, I think of something kind of like egg-shaped, like a space pod. Does this thing like blast off into space, and it's like your coffin as well? It just floats away for eternity.
All in one.
Pull up medcottage.com and take a look at them. They've got
Med Cottage.
Yeah, they've got three models there. And they're good looking. There's the classic model, there's the grand model, and the cottage model. So they're good looking units. They really are. So it's one of the things we think about when we're trying to bring our parents in closer to us. And one of the things we do a lot is remodel existing homes for people who want to stay in their home. It's called universal design. And, you know, universal design isn't what it was 20 years ago. We can accomplish universal design in your home to make it very comfortable for you to age in place without making it look like a healthcare facility or a hospital room. A lot of the appliances and the features that you're looking for when accommodating someone that's aging in place, you know, aren't the grab bars that you're maybe accustomed to. So what most people don't realize is when we're trying to remodel an existing home, it can be tough. We're trying to blow out doors and make them larger. There isn't always room. Usually the electrical plates are fairly close to the existing doors, so we've got electrical and drywall work to do. Generally, this kind of work does include changing the flooring, so that's going to have to change anyway. Then we have to deal with wall and hall widths. And, you know, when you stop to consider every single thing, and we'll talk more about the specific things that you need to consider, it can click up and get pretty expensive pretty quick. All right, it's Rosie on the House. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a ring, 602-277-5827. Share with us your family stories of bringing mom or dad closer and into the family circle.